Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now, bitch. Slim Dog Millionaire, man. What's happening?
What to do, my baby? I'm
like, fuck this.
Slim Dog, baby.
That was a word, dog, man. You in this motherfucking dog. You ain't no new face of the city, bro. Niggas know who you is, bro.
Yeah, they definitely know. Right. Just be low, though, motherfucker. I'm really see me out.
The bush. Hell yeah, man. But, dog, we, you know, we're going to get into your whole story, bro. But, like, for the motherfuckers that don't know who Slim Dog is, man, let them know who you is.
Man, basically, Slim Dog, I'm just me. Trapping ass nigga. I just decided to start rapping one day.
Yeah.
Kind of happened for me, kind of.
Yeah.
But I really ain't. That's basically it, shit. It's really me. I'm just really a street nigga for real. Just Thanks. Started just rapping one day and shit. That was it.
Yeah. Where you grew up at?
I actually grew up around over here on from off 39th to Wright and shit.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I may grew up over there.
Yeah.
Fuck the hood now too. On God.
Damn.
That's
about shit. Right. But like, what make you say that? Because I know some niggas be like super committed. They be like, man, this where I'm from. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
that's where I'm from. Y'all can't change that. That's where I'm from. It's 39 to the death of me. But it's like, you know, that's where the first all the problems come from. When you like, if you be all over there and you start doing better and shit, them be the first people to start turning on you and shit. So it's really like, you know, it's the hood, but fuck that shit.
Facts. Hell yeah, man. But shit, I know you started rapping, what was that, like 2020, 19, something shit like that?
No, that was, 2024? I started rapping like 2022 or something.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Oh, later than that, what?
Hell yeah.
That's crazy, though. Like, what made you want to, I know you said you just started, you just wonder what, but what, it's something that sparked, though, like what made you be like, man, I could try this shit, I could do this shit.
Cause shit, you know, with shit, every time I turn on the radio, I be like, bro, this shit, I'm finna be a rapper, you know what I mean? Like, if they getting paid off this, I'm finna be a rapper.
Yeah.
I just kept saying, and then one day I was at, my nigga Hunted shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck,
man.
I'm one dog, shout out Hunted, love too, though. But I'm like, fuck it, I'm just finna do this one song.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it, and then, what you call it, what's his name? Solo Key ended up coming in there for his session.
Yeah.
He hearing that motherfucker. We all bouncing to it.
Yeah.
They like, oh, yeah, that's a hit, bro. So I let everybody else hear it. And shit, they like, you might as well do the video, that motherfucker. But I'm like, fuck, son, I ain't got no kid. I ain't got nothing. I made every excuse to try to keep from doing that shit.
Yeah.
And I just finally bought a kid. Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And that one. And that did it. That video did a little something. So I'm like, fuck it. Might as well start, but then it took me like a whole year after that to start rapping and shit. So fuck it.
Hell yeah. Cause I ain't gonna lie, like, I know the first time I seen you was with Marijuana XO Joe Pablo. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, cause I thought y'all was like not a group, but like, you know how like it was everybody doing songs together back
right.
then. Like, they was doing songs, like, all the lit niggas was doing songs together, yeah. basically. So, like, how you even look up with bro?
That's crazy you say that, cause, you know, me and XO, like, we really was like kids together and shit. We grew up over there on 26th and Vine and shit.
Yeah.
So we were babies to grow together. You know how niggas grow apart, all that shit. And shit, motherfucker, that happened. We grew apart, and then we end up linking back in with each other. But the first time I seen him again, like, he told me, like, oh, y'all rap this and this and that. But, like, I ain't even thought about rapping at this point. So then when I did start rapping, motherfuckers, like, my brother and them kept telling me, like, yeah, bro, you should do a song with these niggas, this and this and that. But at the time, like, I was, like, I had a popping ass Facebook and shit. So I'm like, nah, man, I'll do this shit on my own, I mean, because everything I'm posting, that shit going up. But then I'm riding in the car with a bitch and shit. She played a song. She played them niggas. And I must look over and seeing a familiar face and shit. I'm like, oh, what? That's my brother, bro. You know what I mean? So I hit him on Instagram, like, call me. He called me right away. No hesitation. I'm like, oh, what, folks? I seen your shit, this and this and that. He like, pull up. We just got the kick in it again.
Yeah.
So then I'm still doing my shit. And I'm like, fuck it. I might as well. Shit, we with each other every day. So I, you know, I hit him like, bro, what you want? How much you want to work?
Mm.
And mind you, I told you we grew up together, all that other shit. But the nigga was like, yeah, I want a G. But, you know, since you're my brother, just give me 700.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool. Boom, gave it to him. I went to blow, like, how much you want? He like, man, shit. Bro says you my brother, so just give me like a zap to smoke or something. Mm. I'm like, what? Bro, you plug me harder than bro, and I've been, I mean, but I gave him four anyway. I gave him four just to equal it out, because yeah. I ain't never wanted to be like, oh, bro, you gave dude this, and you only gave me this.
Right.
I mean, so I just even them out and shit. We just got to rocking like that.
Yeah.
That's how we got back in tune.
Bush.
And then when you said you thought we was a group, that's crazy, because like when I linked in with him, I had just started rapping.
Yeah.
So for me to come out and just do a couple songs with him and everybody think we together and I blow up just as fast as I did, it was like, shit, I must be doing something right. You know what I mean?
Facts.
I got something going on for myself.
Bush. Yeah. Because, you know, like I can't wait to get XO on here, but like, so he could tell our story too, because like, yeah, like, we day ones, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, we basically day ones, so, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, this, like I told you before, like, the same respect I got for you, the same respect I got for bro, but, like, even more because, you know what I'm saying, like, the history type shit, you know what I'm saying? But, like, of course a motherfucker don't agree with every single thing every a motherfucker do, but shit, like, everybody seen the situation have fell down, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody seen what happened and... You know what I'm saying? Niggas know the story or whatever, because I know, of course, the interview down. I know Real Street Comedy, he did the interview, but it's down now. All
right.
But shit, like...
Oh, he took it down?
I think so. I ain't sure. But I know I ain't see it, though.
All right.
But, like, when it's, like, little shit like that, situations in the city, like, how hard is it to resolve that shit?
I'm here. I'm right on the corner on 35th. It's... That's Twin. He could
Twin, up. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. Tell him I'm open the door.
You heard him? All right. But, it wouldn't have been so hard to resolve. It's just like motherfuckers' egos made the situation worse than what it was and shit. Like, it ain't even have to go as far as it did, but like his ego, my ego, and shit. I mean, so it kind of went to a place to where shit, it didn't, there ain't no comeback from, because like I was so pissed off. Like, the shit was all funny at first, all the other shit, but then when niggas got disrespectful and shit, clowning me, because you know, at the time, this nigga had like 15,000 followers. I mean, so, motherfucker getting up top of the morning. I'm getting screenshots, video recordings and shit. Oh, this nigga talking shit about you, this shit, this, and that. He getting real disrespectful. And I'm still me. Fuck this rap shit. I'm still me. I'm still the street nigga. So, all I got is my respect and my name. And you throwing that shit in the mud like I really did something to you and shit. And you lying about the shit. The shit you saying happened didn't even happen. So, I ain't gonna lie, folks. So I took it there with him before I tried to put him in the ground. But... like I said, that was our egos making shit worse, because it didn't have to get that far. But like, you took it there, so I took it there. But you already knew what I was. You already knew my capability before that shit happened. So I'm asking you nicely, like, bro, stop doing that shit. Fuck, come on, fuck. I even like, bro, please stop saying my name on your shit, fuck. You know what I mean? Because you already know how I get. But he ain't want to listen, so shit. You know, the egos just got the best of us. But I don't know. I don't know how that shit could be resolved, because, like, I feel him, shit. I wouldn't want to come back from that shit either, but I got the results I wanted. Motherfuckers weren't saying shit no more and shit, all that other shit, but it's like, I don't know. I tried plenty of times to resolve that shit before that, because it don't make sense. All the, everything we got into it was petty, but it was just like, ego's too big.
Yeah.
It's funny, it's fine.
But like I said, like, no matter what, motherfuckers had disagreements and shit, like, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, but shit, like, long as the motherfuckers grown, they could talk that shit, I'd be like, man, I ain't, you know what I'm saying, we could move forward that shit, I don't agree with you, you don't agree with me, we cool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it just made it so worse between him, because a lot of that shit was like actual street shit that you would really want to, you know, put a motherfucker down for.
Yeah.
It's like, I said, all I got is my name and my respect, so I gotta stand on that. Like, I don't give a fuck about the money, I don't give a fuck about the rap shit, the fame, all that shit. You can hide that shit. Like, But you, what you're not finna do is try to discredit me in any type of way. You know what I mean? So, or try to play me. Use me, none of that shit. Like, we all here to be used, but you ain't finna misuse me at all. That's, and I got tired of that shit. I got fed up with that shit and was like, bro, you could just go on back to where you came from, fool. Because it was like this situation to where, like, that's why I did that interview the way I did it, because, like, I'm just trying to explain what's going on.
Yeah.
And motherfucker took it like, oh, no. Dude brought you up and this and that. Then you turn on him talking shit on him about on the internet and shit. But that ain't really what happened. Like, we been locked in as kids, folks. And then we just linked up again. Y'all probably ain't know me before I linked up with him. But it was going to get there anyway. Like, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
But since it went the way it did, it's like I'm a brand new face. I came, you know, he came and grabbed me. I came up with the hot niggas and all that other shit. But when shit got to falling out, motherfuckers tried to make it seem like I was the bad guy, all the other shit, when I really wasn't it, nigga. It was just you and your ego thinking you was bigger than everybody, folks, and trying to walk on the little people. And I ain't scared to let shit go and say, fuck that shit. Like, I don't need none of that shit.
Right.
So, but, you know, it went the way it went, but I don't know, fuck that shit. Fuck, yeah, dude. If we talk again, we talk again. But until then, fuck that nigga.
Hell yeah. Well, shit, dog. I know one song that's going crazy right now, that T.T. Patty, you know what I'm saying, yeah, with you and Big Chick Bust a Brick, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it like even putting that shit together with bro?
I ain't gonna lie. Putting that shit together was a bunch of bullshit. Like, I understand niggas busy, all that other shit, but business is business. Your word is your word. I mean, I don't know, bro. That shit, I had to just jump through, like, a lot of hoops getting on a phone call, this and that. But when it happened, it actually happened and shit. But it's like, now it's like, I don't know. That's another reason why I just be like, fuck niggas. I don't want to work with niggas, because niggas switch up on you real quick for some shit that I don't even know about. Like, motherfuckers switching up on me because, like, my niggas thought I was delusional when I was telling them at first. I'm like, folks, these rappers really be sitting in the room, folks, and they be talking about me, folks. Because ain't no way you go from acting like this one day, and then you get to hanging around some other niggas I done fell out with, and then you come out acting like this, folks. And you ain't even talked to me and shit. You barely knew me in the first place. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of that shit going on right now. So that's why I be like, fuck all them niggas. But that song, Fire, I paid him what he asked him for, and he didn't give me exactly what he told me what he was going to give me. And the shit I did get, I had to go through hassle to get that shit. And it's like, fuck, so I don't do business like that. Fuck, so I'm a real nigga. If I say I'm going to do something, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I mean, no matter what's going on. If something going on, then I'm going to tell you. Or I'm going to try to, you know, make this shit up some way I can. But I ain't just going to be like, oh, it is what it is type shit. I don't like that shit.
That shit crazy, dog. But shit, well, what's the views on it right now? Like,
views, I don't even know. I don't be checking. I think the views on the video are like 44,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that shit is straight, though. You know what I'm saying?
But a couple months ago, but it's straight. But like I said, I had plans on other shit happening. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he got all that legal shit going on with his label and all the other shit. So he couldn't do what the plan was, but. You know, shit. It is what it is. Now, fuck it. I'm just moving on from it.
Facts. Hey, yeah, dog. What's going on, dog? Like, you see, it's hot as a bitch outside, dog. You see the hoes out, bro. Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you looking or you straight?
I'm looking to clap somebody. Fuck them all, shit. But I ain't looking for no bitch to try to be no bitch. Like, I'm cool on all that shit.
Facts.
My baby, these hoes don't be deserving nothing, fuck. Yeah. My baby. And I be saying that shit like part of my platform. You know, I got I started that Dog Talk TV shit. Like, yeah. My podcast.
Okay, yeah, I gotta see that shit.
And, you know, motherfuckers feel like I just be talking down about bitches and shit. When really, I just be talking about the shit that bitches do.
Yeah.
If I tell you a situation and you come up with your own conclusion of what that bitch was or what's going on with that bitch, that's what you said. That ain't what I said. I just told you what happened. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then niggas call themselves not fuck with me for that shit, but nigga, Fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck about you or these hoes. Fuck. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Fuck. You cannot fuck with me or whatever. I don't give a fuck. Fuck. Yeah. It's just me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But shit, it just depends. Like, it'd be crazy situations. You know what I'm saying? That come about. Like you said, motherfucker going, either going to say something good or they not. Shit. Right. Like, but like, what's some shit you talking about, bro? Like, I want to give my opinion about some shit, bro.
Like, so shit like, I don't know. It's just stupid. Like, say you in a store or whatever, you see a bitch at the store, how you doing? And then you just get a rude ass, nothing, like, just walk past you, mug you, all types of, like, bitch, you ain't even have to do no shit like that, folks. All I said was, hey,
yeah.
I mean, or, like, you see me how I am, bro, I ride fast shit, live fast, yeah, this and this and that,
yeah.
And I come up to a bitch in the club, this bitch got on a rainbow outfit, this and this and that. Like, what up? What's going on? Like, what's going on? You finna buy me a drink? You finna pay my rent? Like, damn, folks, I just met you 2 seconds ago. I gotta pay your bills?
Right.
Like, come on, phone on that bum ass shit, bro. These hoes really be poor.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what's funny, though? Like, we just, I was just talking about this shit not too long ago, but, like, it's good. It's some good bitches, but it's the environment, though.
Yeah.
It's the environment.
Because the good bitches be at work or in the house.
Facts.
I mean, so we be outside, but yeah. We get these nothing eyes. It's literally bitches who stay in low income. They shit dirty. No bed, no none of that shit. But they'll talk to you like, nigga, you got to get them everything in order to talk to them. Like, what?
Fuck that.
I need to adopt that same attitude.
Yeah.
Cause I know I'm not, bro. So every nigga I hang around be that, and we talking to these hoes whose socks be dirty and shit. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
That shit dead.
But I think it's like a reverse psychology thing, cause they be like, okay, you a nigga that got all this fat shit, and then you willing to talk to me? You know I'm a bitch with dirty socks and all this shit. So now I'm gonna try to get what I can out of you. Like, that's how the basic bitch mind gonna think. But niggas like they could be like, shit, bitch, I'm just trying to fuck and kill time. Like,
so that's why I be so blunt now. Like, cause I used to be, I ain't gonna lie, I used to try to play the nice guy role. Like, oh, you so fine, this and this and that. The thing that made me stop, I remember the day that I stopped doing that shit was like, I was in high school, folks. Mm. And it's this one bitch, like, I'm sweet talking her every day, holding her hand, this and this and that. She like, no, boy, you this and this and that. I mean, I'm getting all that shit. And then my nigga come around the corner with the same bitch. I hear, this the part of the conversation I hear, like, boy, you don't even know me. What's your name? Told her name, this and this and that. All right, now can I fuck? Boy, take my number down. What?
Jay.
That's all it took, folks. I'm here sitting here trying to do all this other shit, buying you little penny candy from the store and shit, man. Get the fuck out of here. From that day forward, it was over for all that nice guy shit. I swear to God, bro. Fuck these bitches, bro.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. And anybody who got something to say about what I'm saying, bro, fuck y'all too.
Yeah, dog. Like I said, like, I feel like if you be in us like on Brady or something, like, you ain't gonna run across no bitches like that. Like, you gonna run across, you know what I'm saying, some decent little bitches. But yeah. I just think, like I said, it's just where we at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's a lot of rap bitches. So shit, that's what you're gonna run across.
Fooling the fuck out you.
Hell yeah, dog. But I ain't gonna lie, dog, bro. I knew you was a P2, dog, when I seen you with Sweet Monet, bro. Like, I knew it. I knew it, bro. Like, I was like, oh, yeah.
That bitch,
bro. Yeah, I was like, he got something going on, bro.
Yeah, I got. And then for y'all thinking, folks, I did not pay that bitch. False, I don't pay no bitch for shit. That bitch, I met that bitch. I don't know. She had made a post or some shit. And I must have commented on that motherfucking shit. Mm-hmm. She hit me back.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm like, I'm what? She hit me back. I'm fanned out. It's like Ari Monet, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of fanned out. I started talking to her at like, 8 o'clock at night.
Mm.
This was around the time me and my nigga had brought Reese Youngin up here.
Yeah, so the show,
this was the day before the show. So I talked to her. She gave me her number at like 8 o'clock at night. I'm trying to get her to come out here for the show. She had her flight booked by midnight.
Damn.
To come out that she, I think she got here like noon the next day. Fuck. I mean, then shit, we just been locked in. I ain't know she was a J until we got there and shit. Like, I'm like, damn, folks, you ain't shit. I'm like, baby, but I'm fanned out at first. I'm walking through the club with her all hugged up and shit. And then the shit just got to coming out, just got to coming out, just got to coming out. You know me, I'm like, fuck, I don't get no fuck. I mean, this bitch make it way more than y'all. But that's why I respect her, because, She own her shit and she getting paid from her shit. So all you bum assholes that have something to say, like, I really don't get no fuck, because at this point I didn't know what I'm getting myself into. Nah, this bitch, she, it is what it is. Right. And y'all doing that shit, I'm jamming y'all out. Like, y'all ain't got shit. You know what I mean? I watched that bitch get her crib, go pull out 10 G's and furnish that whole motherfucker in one day.
Damn.
Oh, my baby. You know what I mean? So how can you talk shit about a bitch like that? She right. She a J, but she got paid off that shit. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie. Like, to me, just me putting my thoughts together, it sound like she a type of bitch nigga fuck with. She jam and she got her own money.
Yeah, shit. If you a type of nigga that need it, yeah, you type of nigga that need a bitch, and she one of them, like, she a fucking, she a how you straight if you do what she say. Mm. She one of them type of ass bitches and shit. She'll try to beat you up, all that shit, like, but then but still be outside getting jaded out, like, but you know, any real nigga ain't doing that shit. But if you a type of bitch that need a bitch, she definitely the one, because you going to be straight, rhyme, fat, living good, all the other shit. You just got to let her do her, fuck.
Yeah. That shit crazy.
But I ain't going for that shit, though. That's my nigga, though, but fuck that bitch.
Hell, dog. Shout out Super Bowl Day, dog. Come on, dog. Hell, yeah. Man, but shit, though, like, but like, what you got dropping? Like, I know you got new vids on the way. You got music. Like, what's going on?
I got a new tape on the way called Rich Before Rap.
Yeah.
That motherfucker supposed to drop. Supposed to be uploaded, but I ain't even upload that motherfucker yet. But it should be dropping within the next 2 weeks. Shit, just like a quick little tape, because I'm trying to get back into this shit, because I lost a lot of, drive and a lot of emotions for that rap shit after shit got to going on. Like I said, I felt like, it wasn't no felt like niggas was trying to blackball me.
Yeah.
With all the other shit, because niggas trying to tell me, like, oh, bro, you don't need no features, all that other shit, this and this and that, after motherfuckers done featured their way to the top and shit. I mean, so niggas got to the top, and, like, what put a big damper on my shit was, like, you know, I came out, well, I got famous with the two hottest niggas in the city. I mean, and, you know, to get out there faster, you need them cosigns and shit. Nice. So I came out with them. And then the two cosigns that I had, which was the hottest niggas in the city, telling everybody they don't fuck with me no more. Then you got one of them. Like, say if you announced that you was finna do the show with me before, you got a phone call. Man, don't fuck with dude, this and this and that, whatever reason, this and this and that. And then, boom, now the interview don't happen. That shit kept happening for a long ass time. I'm reaching out to niggas trying to do features and shit, you know what I mean? And then, motherfucker either hit me back or then motherfucker get that phone call. It's a couple of niggas told me they got the phone call. Yeah, like I did Juice Talk shit. I did Juice Talk shit, and he told me, like, yeah, you know folks called me and told me not to fuck with you, this and this and that, all the other. I'm like, I'm what? He's like, yeah, that nigga literally called me. And my nigga Boosie, folks, I did a song of Boosie called Wrong Nigga. We did the video.
Yeah.
And posted the snippet. Folks told me, folks called him and offered to give him the money back so he won't drop the video. I'm like, he ain't never do that for. He's like, bro, I swear to God, folks called me, said he'd give me my money back if I don't drop the video, folks.
Damn.
I mean, I had reached out to a motherfucker to try to get some work done with him. And I ain't reached out to nobody before, so I knew it came from this nigga and shit. I reached out to him like, yeah, for how much you want to work? 20 minutes later, here come dude on the story like, yeah, man, she look dude trying to get features. The feature is way to the top, folks. If anybody work with dude, I'm just not fucking with you. It been over since then. Like, I couldn't get no response from nobody at all. I mean, so I respect the chicken. Like, even though it was a hassle getting this shit out him, he still cut through the politics and did the shit. Now, that shit that's going on, some whole other politics shit they got going on with niggas he hanging around with now, because niggas feel some type of way about what we had going on. But, I mean, I'm just tired of all that shit happening, folks. That's why I be like, that's why in the rap, I lost a lot of drive for that rap shit, because niggas was, like, holding me back over some other bullshit that motherfuckers believe in it, because he is who he is, I am who I am and shit, and I don't really be out in the public much, so. I mean, getting my side of the story out there is, like, you know what I mean, kind of far-fetched.
Yeah.
Which even though motherfuckers gonna have something to say anyway, just like that last interview, like, I mean, fuck it.
Yeah, but shit, like, to you, like, out of all the shit that you done heard that's going on, like, what's the crazy shit that rubbed you the wrong way that you got on your name?
The, like, niggas saying, like, no. Well, I'm telling niggas now, like, if you meet somebody, like, if you want to tap in with somebody because of what they have to offer you, that shit they offering you is all you going to be to that person. You know what I mean? So that's where I fucked up in a lot of situations I get myself in, because I be offering services out for nothing because just I want to see my people succeed. I mean, any way I can help you do it, I'll help you do the shit. I mean, and I'm offering all this shit out and not expecting nothing in return. But then when I do expect something in return, I don't get that. So then it's like, all right, I gotta reevaluate myself and cut some shit back.
Right.
And once I do that shit, everything be done for. And niggas get to making up reasons to why they don't fuck with me. Then they get in the rooms with other niggas and try to get them on their side. So, like, the shit, one of the things with XO was, like, the nigga was telling everybody, like, oh, dude, think since we, since he be recording us, that he get to hop on every song and all that other shit, or get free verses and all that other shit. Like, motherfucker just said that shit about me recently, but don't know. I know they said that shit, but like, nigga, I ain't never asked nobody for nothing. No rapper that I ever came across, I ever asked for a handout. I always ask niggas how much you want to work. I mean, you either give me a price if I fuck with it, I fuck with it. If I don't, I don't. I mean, so all that shit about me trying to get free shit out of niggas or expecting shit from niggas, that shit cap fucks. I ain't never in dudes only talking about one song. Nigga, cause we was supposed to, the plan was supposed to do a tape with me, him, Blow and Funny.
Yeah.
But I had to go out of town for 2 weeks. So the plan was to lay the shit down and leave open verses for me. When I come back, I lay the motherfuckers. Bro, I get back, I hear the songs. It ain't no opens on the motherfuckers. Like, nah, nowhere. I'm like, all right, so, which ones I'm getting on? He's like, oh, no, these done. We gonna do something new. I'm like, first of all, I can't get on them. You know what I mean? He like, wouldn't give me no reason. So I kept forcing him to give me a reason. The nigga invited me to the video shoot of the song I wanted to get on the most, but didn't tell me till I got there. So I'm in the video. I still do the video because I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'm here now. I mean, I'm going to make this motherfucker look good, pull the money out of all the other shit, but I'm done fucking with you after that. So, nigga, I asked him, like, I finally get him to tell me why he ain't let me get on them songs and shit. The nigga told me, like, oh, bro, so I don't think your name big enough to be put on there, folks. I don't think they'll fuck with it because your name on there. I'm like, bro, what? I got fucking Andrew Luck and just let me on. I'm cracking right now. What you mean my name not big enough, folks? I mean, a lot of people told me they ain't even like one of the songs because you, they ain't like none one of the songs because you was on there. I mean, so come on now. Then niggas trying to pull that shit out now. Like, oh, you on the same shit, dude. Was on, because I was just recording niggas and shit, but, like, you know, I moved to a new spot now, so yeah. It's like, I was in the hood at first, so I could be in here all day, have my heads pull up, all the other shit. I can't do that down here. I'm really a street nigga. I just started rapping, so I'm outside with it. I can't be in a studio every day, all day, recording niggas. Yeah. I mean, so, and then when niggas come record, it's like they get comfortable, so they get to getting buddy-buddy and all the other shit. And doing all that other shit. So even then, I'd be like, shit, how much y'all, I mean, this and this and that. They're like, oh, no, we ain't gonna charge this and this and that, all the other shit. So I'm steady trying to get, link up with niggas, get songs, and just niggas just not doing the songs. I felt like niggas was fucking with me, but fucking with me in private, because the politics is still out there. And I don't like that shit, folks. Like, if you gonna fuck with me, fuck with me. If you don't sit and play in my face like you fuck with me, folks, because I hate that shit. Like, that shit put me over the top. I mean, because I feel like you playing with me right now. Don't play with me, folks. I'm not one of them, folks. I'm really still in the streets.
Hell yeah, dog. Like, I know you say you got the tape dropping, you know what I'm saying, the tape on the way, you about to put that motherfucker together, but, like, who out of the city, who you fucking with, though? Who you fuck with?
I really fuck with whoever right now, shit. I ain't gonna lie, I've been working with Dex a lot, folks.
Yeah, man, shout out Twin, man. He in this motherfucker, man.
Shout out my nigga Twin.
He in this motherfucker, man.
My nigga Plenty Swag, too. And my nigga Big Jew, I ain't gonna lie. Big
Jew, shout out Big Jew, man.
That nigga so hard.
No, fuck Big Jew. Fuck Big Jew.
Fuck that nigga, bro. Cause I be trying to, bro. I be trying to get him in the studio, bro. This nigga so cold. He be like, man, fuck that shit.
Right,
bro,
that's what I'm saying. Fuck, because like he cold, bro. But dog, if he just dropped, bro.
Bro, if he just, bro, he just bullshitting, folks. Then I met dude, folks. I'm thinking, like when I first seen him was at the rave, I looked up, I'm like, damn, that's that one dude.
Yeah.
And when he came to the studio, he looked like a small little granddaddy, little teddy. I'm like, damn, folks. It's the same nigga, folks. But the nigga got the rap, and I'm like, oh, this nigga cold, folks. But yeah, folks, that's my nigga. But hell yeah, I got plenty of shit. I got the podcast back going. I'm basically trying to get me and my niggas back to where we supposed to be. I mean, it's that content shit, all that other shit. I got the podcast back going. I don't know what me and Twin got to do, but we got some fire songs and shit. So we might as well just go and make a little tape and shit, my baby. Because the songs we do got is fire.
That's what I'm saying. Bro, y'all put out a seven song tape, bro, to put that shit out. Like, shoot a couple vids.
On one, dog.
That motherfucker be good.
Might as well, shit. Because I ain't gonna lie, the shit we got right now is fire.
Real shit.
My baby. The tape I'm finna put out, fire. You know, that motherfucker, but I got, you know, my nigga Swag Jew on that motherfucker. I got Juice on. Oh, damn. Shout out Free Juice, too. That just got my nigga all that time.
Oh, yeah, man. Free Juice, dog.
Damn. That's fucked up.
Yeah, Free Juice, dog.
Yeah, Free Juice, dog.
It hurt my stomach, bro, when I heard it.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, Plenty Swag. You don't know him, though.
Plenty Swagger.
Yeah, they see you everywhere I go, this nigga with me.
Oh, you talking Plenty Swagger?
Yeah, Plenty Swagger.
Yeah, Plenty Swagger. Y'all know, bro. Yeah, yeah. Shout out, bro. Yeah, yeah.
He got that. He got the 7 20-inch chain that say Plenty Swagger. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I got some shit in the works and shit. I'll be doing niggas mic drops too and shit. Cause, you know, I had to fuck with the camera because I feel like, shit, videos be taking way too long to come out. They fucking up your whole rollout. So I got behind the camera and shit. I don't really want to, but shit, fuck it. I'm at it. I might as well, shit. But, I mean, I got plenty of shit in the works, shit. The whole podcast, the new tapes coming. I really got like, I don't know, I probably got like 6 tapes sitting on the computer just sitting there. Cause like I said, I ain't really even been into the music and shit. And we didn't get to talk about skills, but you know, fuck that's another interview. Shit, he done for anyway.
what you gave him some money or something? What?
Yeah, bro, I got a nigga. Well, he had a manager fee of $250. So I'm like, all right, bet, because he told me like, yeah, folks, you give me this fee, I get you on these podcasts. I do this and this and that. Then shit, when we start making money, I get 10%. I'm like, all right, bet. And I got in the money, bro. This nigga didn't even acknowledge me after that, folks. Like, I told him, like, folks, you be with everybody already. All I really need you to do right now is just, when you do shit, just invite me, folks. I'll make my own connections, my own networking, and all the other shit. Okay. Folks never did that shit. Kept me from talking to Maya, all that shit, bro. Like, this nigga ain't let me do nothing. Wow. He pulled up, grabbed me, so he was trying to grab some shit from me the whole time. It's a whole party with everybody on the inside. Mm. I'm like, folks, why you ain't invite me in? He's like, oh, no, shit. They asked me why you ain't come in either.
That's crazy.
I mean, like, this the shit I'm paying you for, folks. Like, this nigga took the money and ran with it. Like,
that's crazy.
Actually, that's wild. And when that shit came out yesterday, I'm like, bro, that's crazy. Y'all was so finna get on his eye.
Yeah, that's wild, dog.
You need to go beat up Playmaker, motherfucker. My baby. Stupid, I got out of $250, this nigga, man. Shit.
Nah, you already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixing Chambers Radio, man. Slim Dog Millionaire. What's happening?
That'd be love, too, dog. Now we really in the streets. Really rich for real.